session at 7:33 with no action taken in executive session. At this time, if you'd like to join us in the invocation, I'm going to, after we get through with that, I'm going to ask Mr. Tiarena if he'd lead us in a word of prayer. After that, Ms. Bolton's campus is going to come up and lead us in a pledge, and we'll go from there. If you want to join us, please join us.
Heavenly Father, thank you for another blessed day. Thank you for all the gifts and blessings you give us on a daily basis. Be with us while we conduct business for the school, keeping these kids in line and doing everything in your glory. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Intermediate kids, you want to come on up?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag.
I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you. Before we get started in our opening activities, our spotlights on these, I'm going to ask Mr. T to kind of give us an update on the ag auction. I don't know if y'all are familiar with it, but this year was is a very proud thing for Maybank schools and Maybank areas. So I'm going to let Mr. T kind of give an update on how that.
So on May 9th, we had our 35th annual FFA Club auction. $150,000 total, so a big night for us. Probably had 450 people in attendance, served dinner too. One of the traditions that we've started about 10 or 15 years ago was we pick a family that's had some type of tragedy or something that's happened to them in the last year. This year we picked a faculty member from the high school who's got a 3-year-old daughter that's sick, and we're going to award her a check this week for $50,000. So pretty special to be a part of that, and thanks to our community. And if you guys never had an opportunity to come out to that, it's always an excellent night, but $150,000 in one night is very special.
Thank you, Mr. T. Yeah, you young ones, be ready to get into that FFA. It's a bit, the ag teachers we got now are, well, the ones we've always had are excellent, but the ones we got now, they're doing good things for our community. This time I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Rowland and Dr. Marshall, and let them get going.
Board, if y'all would come down, please, to join us.
All right. Gerardo, Charlie, would you guys come down? Come on, Lexi. And Justin, Coach Sales, and Nurse Simon. Yeah, I know. Somewhere.
Get behind this and he's the biggest, right?
All right, so at the high school, we had, I won't get too specific about it, but we had a little incident happen in the gym where some first responders from the high school and from Maybank came in and perform some amazing things, and like I said, I don't want to get into a lot of specifics about it, but thankfully this wonderful young lady Lexi is here with us tonight, and we're kind of honoring her, and we're showing appreciation to what these wonderful young men and women did to help take care of her, and so we wanted to present them, the board, with some certificates tonight.
So it's a perfect example of everybody being trained and in a time of need, everybody doing their job. And it was a beautiful execution by these people of their job that they've been trained to do. And so tonight, the board is going to present certificates to these people.
The last sentence will change a little bit because we've got employees, we have a student, and then we have community members too. But on behalf of the Maybank ISD Board of Trustees and the entire Maybank High School family, We would like to recognize you for your actions on April 16, 2026. Because of your quick response and perfect application of your training, a precious life was saved. Your heroism and dedication to our students represent the very best of Maybank ISD. Signed by Todd Grimes, myself, and Michael Rowland. And the first one is Stacy Simon.
Yes.
Justin Rivers. Colby Sales. Jerry Sanchez. And MISD's own Charlie Wood.
One more. Oh, sorry.
All right.
Thank you.
Anybody wants pictures, come on down right here. When your child or grandchild or whoever you're here, you get right there and soak up the moment. They deserve it.
Just stand right here.
Okay. Come on right
from.
Yeah.
We're going to start with Jackson Cheshire. Jackson is an exemplary student who consistently demonstrates a strong work ethic and genuine passion for learning. He is a natural leader in the classroom and balances his academic responsibilities with respect for his teachers, peers, and himself. Jackson never settles for the middle. He is always pushing himself to grow and improve. His dedication and drive truly sets him apart. Jackson Cheshire. We have Sarah Penny. Sarah is a student who consistently shows kindness and compassion towards others. She is always willing to lend a helping hand to both her teachers and peers. Sarah works hard to be successful in everything she does, both inside and outside the classroom. Her positive attitude and caring nature make her a joy to have in class. Sarah Penn. And we have Mason Little. Mason is an incredible helper and partner for PE, always willing to help and step in whenever he is needed. Whether he is supporting in Special Olympics, helping on the playground, or assisting classmates during activities, he is consistently showing kindness, responsibility, and leadership. Mason goes out of his way to support classmates and staff. He is patient, dependable, and encourages others with a positive attitude. His willingness to include everyone and help wherever needed makes him a meaningful impact to our school. Mason truly represents compassion, teamwork, and school spirit. Mason Little.
Thank you.
exceptional student who consistently exemplifies the core values of our school. She is a strong leader both in and out of the classroom and sets high expectations for herself. Willow shows respect to her teachers, peers, and herself while demonstrating a deep commitment to her learning. Her love for learning and dedication to others makes her an outstanding student. Willow Moore.
Here we go. Your intermediate star. All right, next, Lakeview Elementary.
She comes to class ready to learn and gives her best effort daily. Sayan's positive attitude and caring heart make her a wonderful classmate and friend. She's grown so much this year, and everyone is proud of all of her hard work and dedication that she shows every day. Congratulations, Sayan Flores. Robert has been an outstanding addition to our district and our school this year. He consistently demonstrates kindness, respect, and responsibility by always following directions, working hard, and maintaining a positive attitude. His polite demeanor and strong work ethic make him truly deserving of recognition as Superintendent Star Student. So congratulations, Robert. Jet was selected this evening because he is kind, hardworking, and a great example for others. He comes to school each day ready to do his best and treats the people around him with respect. He's grown so much this year, and his positive attitude and dependable nature make him a wonderful choice for this honor. Congratulations, Jet.
Come on, get in here together, and let's look at the parents first.
Big smile. Good job.
Awesome. Thank you. Southside's finest. Let's go. Superintendent Award from Southside Elementary. Oh, look at you.
Thank you very much. Thank you all for coming. Sir, it's one per family allowed up here.
All right, here we go. Now listen up for Southside. We got some stars.
All right, our first one is Jackson Hill from Miss White's kindergarten class. Miss White says that Jackson has been in her class since pre-K and moved up with her into kindergarten, and it has been such a joy to watch him grow and learn over the years. He comes to school each day with a positive attitude, a bright smile, and an eagerness to learn. Jackson is always kind, respectful, and willing to lend a helping hand to both his classmates and teachers whenever needed. He has a caring heart and is a great friend to everyone around him. Miss White feels truly blessed to have had Jackson in both her pre-K and kindergarten classroom. Watching him grow into such a kind, hardworking, and responsible student has been incredibly rewarding for her. He is truly a star student, and she knows he will continue to do amazing things in the years ahead. Jackson makes Southside shine through his kindness, hard work, and the joy he brings to campus each day. Jackson Hill.
Yeah.
consistently goes above and beyond in the classroom through her hard work, kindness, and leadership. She is a self-starter who takes initiative in everything she does and always strives to do her best. In addition to her strong academic achievements, Evelyn shows genuine compassion and care for her classmates and friends. Her positive attitude, responsibility, and willingness to support others make her a wonderful role model for those around her. Evelyn's dedication, character, and leadership qualities make her truly deserving of this award. Evelyn makes Southside shine by leading with kindness, encouraging others, and always setting a positive example for her peers. Evelyn Tucker. Miss Vivian Trout and Miss May's fourth grade classroom. Vivian is one of the hardest working and kindest students you could meet. She comes to school each day with a positive attitude, a smile on her face, and a willingness to help others without hesitation. Vivian is always eager to learn new things and consistently gives her best effort in everything she does. She has shown tremendous growth this year, both academically and personally, and we are incredibly proud of all she has accomplished as she prepares to move to fifth grade. Vivian's kindness, determination, and strong work ethic make her such a special student. Vivian makes Southside shine through her positive attitude, willingness to help others, and dedication to always doing her best. Ms. Vivian Trout.
Big Jack. Rounding us up tonight will be Central Elementary. One tried to crash the party there. Don't see that?
All right, well, we'll start right here with our kindergartner, Giovanni Patina from Ms. Morris' class. Ms. Morris says, Giovanni loves to learn. He works so hard every day and has never done anything less than his best. Giovanni has a drive to be the best version of himself every day, and you can see this in his work and participation in classroom activities. Not only does he want to do his best, he also wants to help others be their best self. Giovanni embodies integrity by doing the right thing, even when his peers may not be. He is very good at modeling good behavior and quickly became the role model that Ms. Moore uses every day for her whole class. Thank you for always showing up with your best, Giovanni. You are a great student to look up to. Miss Samantha Quizada from Miss Hudson's class. Miss Hudson says, Sammy is a kind and respectful friend to everyone, always showing empathy, teamwork, and a caring attitude towards her classmates. She is a great helper in the classroom, eager to support both her teachers and peers. Sammy is incredibly intelligent and a quick learner who approaches new activities with confidence and enthusiasm. Her positive behavior, responsibility, and strong character make her an excellent role model for others. Ms. Sammy Posada. And last but not least is our first grade Miss Adeline Whitaker from Miss Kent's class. Miss Kent says, Adeline Whitaker deserves to be Superintendent Star Student because she is kind, hardworking, and always gives her best effort in the classroom. She comes to school ready to learn each day with a positive attitude and is always willing to help both her teacher and her classmates. Adeline shows responsibility by following directions, staying focused on her work, and setting a great example for her classmates. She is respectful, caring, and brings a bright smile and encouraging spirit to our classroom every day. She is a true joy to have in our classroom and our school, and we are so proud of her.
Yeah.
everybody that's on the beach, let's look at all the people with the iPhones. Everybody give their best smile. All right, now we're going to take one for the big camera when she gets up here, okay? Smile in, okay? 1, 2, 3, smile. One more time. Thank you. Thank you. That's too good.
All right, baseball, let's go.
Yes. Coach McCrossin, he's going to talk about baseball and their accomplishments this year.
Oh, boy. Thank you. First of all, thank you guys for having us. This is one of our other coaches, Coach Currington. I'll go down the list real quick. This is Gunnar McGilvery. He was a senior. He was a second district, or second team all-district third baseman. Slade Beasley was a second team all-district outfielder for us. Sophomore Carter Klein was the unanimous newcomer of the year as a pitcher. Cameron Van Horn, we were glad to get him back at the end of the year after sustaining a pretty nasty injury at the beginning. And then Maddox McCrossin here is the district defensive player of the year. So we had some good individual successes. We'll go real quick. This team tied for the most wins in program history this year with 21, being good enough for second place in district, just behind Lindell. We made playoffs for the fifth year in a row. And then team records this year, we beat most hits with 235, most triples with 11, most scored runs with 213, most stolen bases with 142, most times hit by a pitch with 40. Our senior catcher, Matthew Ratley, threw out a record 21 base runners this year. So we had an unbelievable year as far as the team goes. At the beginning of the year, as many of you know, the field kind of had some delays as far as getting started. So we kind of became the road warriors, as we call this ourselves. We traveled over 3,500 miles on a school bus this year, and we're still able to be as successful as we were thanks to the hard work that these guys put in. With that, we always like to bring housewarming gifts when we come, but also as kind of a thank you and an appreciation for everything that you guys did as a board and individuals who represent the board. So the first one, we'll do this. Dr. Marshall, on behalf of the baseball team, we'd like to present you with a custom fungo here for you.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Mr. Rowland, our principal, I can tell you that Mr. Rowland came out many times. He did way more work than he needed to, mowing fields, moving dirt, bringing his own tractor and equipment and stuff up there. So, Mr. Rowland, on behalf of the baseball team, thank you for all your work.
Thank you.
And then this one was tough, but we understand, too, that this project takes a lot of money. And that means balancing stuff and doing all that. And so, Scott Hyde, I appreciate everything that you did. And not only were you kind of the funds behind it and pushing all that stuff through, but I showed up a couple times at the field, and Scott's out there in blue jeans and boots and a shovel moving dirt around. So, Mr. Hyde, we appreciate you. I want to present that with you as well.
So, let's take a picture.
Thank you guys very much.
Hello, everyone.
Can I send them in?
We'll let you stand.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you.
Hold take the blame for the wrong shirt. I said, they asked what to wear, and I said, just wear the white shirt we got for state. And then the last second, they said, what about, I already have this one on. I'm like, yeah, whatever, that's fine. And so that's my fault. So it's fine. This is the golf team who had another great season. I'm going to let them go down and kind of introduce themselves, but I just kind of want to, they're all excited to talk, I know. But I think that these guys, a lot kind of gets swept under the rug with them about just how long it is, right? The golf season, our first tournament was in August this year, right? And we finished up at the end of April. And everyone thinks, golf, that's great, right? It's always 80 degrees and sunny and it's beautiful. You can work on your tan. And we get about one of those days a year. What we spend more time in is rain gear and, you know, sock caps and mittens and hand warmers, right? That's more what we spend time in. But these guys go out there and they compete every day. I'll let them introduce themselves and I'll go through some of their accomplishments. But what they have done this year is pretty amazing. So I'll start right here with Dalton.
My name's Dalton Irvin.
Donovan Gilbert.
Cameron Van Horn.
Lawson Shackleford. Asher Brackenridge.
Patel, man.
Coach K. Park.
So these guys have been around. So for the he does get confused every once in a while as a player. They don't confuse me anymore for a player, but maybe him a little bit. These guys, they have changed the way that Maybank Golf is viewed. We hosted a tournament at Cedar Creek in the fall, and South Lake came to play in our tournament. J.J. Pierce came to play in our tournament, right? Like, the schools that are willing to come and travel to little old Maybank, Texas to compete against these guys is pretty incredible. And so they've done some great things. For the sixth straight year, they're the district champs. For the third straight year, they are the regional champions. And in the course of doing that, they shot six over for 2 days as a team, right? And so just in case you don't know, for golf, you have five people playing at a time, and you take the four lowest scores. Right, so over basically eight scores, by the time you take 2 days of playing, as a group they shot six over, right, including even par as a team the second day, which, as far as I know, is a Maybank record, and I don't know that it's really very close for second place, but they're pretty incredible. They had their best 2 days at state, at any state of the last 3 years when they've gone, and finished third in the state again, which once again I don't know. There aren't many people walking around with two state medals in Maybank, Texas, but these guys have done that. So they had another great year. They do everything the right way. They represent Maybank well. And over the course, they don't know all this. We have worked hard to try to get in some of these bigger tournaments. And we haven't always gotten a lot of great reception back, you know, where people are like excited to get Maybank. Where are you? You know, the first time we played in Glen Rose, they have spots out there for us to warm up. You know, they have a Y in Maybank, M-A-Y-B-A-N-K, right? They don't even know how to spell it. They'll say, is this Ma Bank? Where are you guys from? Like, they don't know. And now we have people calling us. Hey, would you guys be interested in coming down here? Lake Travis called us, right? Like, people are calling, hey, would y'all have interest in coming into this tournament or that tournament? And so anyway, it's really a testament to them and the amount of work they've put in. So that's it. Here's the golf team.
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you for inviting me here and to recognize these young ladies with their accomplishments this year in track. During this year track season, we as a team had many hurdles to overcome. So these hurdles was the culture of the track program. Also instilling the commitment, discipline, and hard work ethic that these ladies had showed. Our track program slowly declined in numbers as the season went on. That was because some ladies could not conform to the standards and expectations that we were setting in track. The ones that stuck around was able to achieve greatness. This meant making early morning workouts, after school, practices for their field events, relays, hurdles, right? All that good stuff. In the end, we had a decent size varsity team. Kind of small, but decent size for what we had. We had like 11 girls total. And then our JV team was pretty good size, almost a full team. There is a different expectation that I have for varsity track versus JV track. Our varsity athletes are held to a higher standard and expectations. Our JV girls build on those standards and expectations so that in the years to come, they can move up. And we've seen this. One of our examples I have right here is Harper Lawrence. She started out this year JV and all that, and in the last 2 weeks for district, showed what she can do on the track and asked her if she wants to move up to varsity and take a spot in the 100 dash. She did. She competed very, very well. She is a freshman, which I was very excited for that. Our other freshmen that started out JV, Callie Willingham and Kenley Bryan. Both of these girls started out JV. Callie moved up when one of our 4x2 and 4x1 girls injured a hamstring, took over, and did very, very well. She was also an area qualifier in the open 400 relay. Kenley Bryan was another freshman JV girl that moved up. She is our only pole vault girl, and she was able to exceed her personal best at 8 feet 6 inches in pole vault. And if you paid attention to what was out there at regional meet, there was girls barely making 7 feet at regionals. That's how tough our region is. Region two is a very tough region to compete in. Our sophomores, Callie Parker, Zoe Gerstbach, and Cambry Phillips. Callie, area and regional qualifier in the 4x2, 4x4, and the open 200. Also part of the record-breaking 4x2 and 4x4 team. Zoe Gerstbach, she was our 4x2 girl and 4x1 girl that injured her quad. Cambry Phillips, she's area qualifier and regional qualifier in the 300 meter hurdles, the 800 and 6 and 4x2 and 4x4 relay. Our juniors, CM Wicks Ashley, area and regional qualifier in the open 2, open 4, and the 4x4. Kendall Woods, right here, area qualifier in high jump and regional qualifier in high jump. Area qualifier in 300 meter hurdles and area and regional qualifier in the 4x4. And then we have Keely Bohannon. She was my anchor leg. She set the tone at the end of the race. She was an area qualifier for our 4x1. And then last but not least, or actually Rowley Fox Jr., area qualifier in the 4x2 and 4x8. Also regional qualifier in those two, and the 800 relay. And our only senior, Lindsay Cope, which I'm sure y'all are quite aware of what she has done over the years here. Area qualifier in the 400, 800 relay, regional qualifier in the 800 relay. Some of our records that we had set, we had broke 6 school records this year. 400 meter dash went to CM Wicks Ashley with a new time of 57.16. Our 4x2 relay team, which consisted of Lindsay Cope, Riley Fox, Cambry Phillips, and Callie Parker, set a new school record of a 145.17. Our 4x4 relay team, consisting of Cambry Phillips, Kendall Woods, and C.N. Wicks, Ashley, and Callie Parker, their time was 4 minutes, 0.28 seconds, shaving 4 seconds off the previous school record. Cambry Phillips set a new school record in 300 hurdles with a 45.28 seconds. C.N. Wicks, Ashley, set a school record, which he broke hers twice in the 200 meter dash, 25.26 seconds, and then Cambry Phillips' new triple jump record holder at 34 feet 4 inches. Right. I know we're here to, you know, give a lot of credit to our varsity girls, but our JV girls deserve just as much credit. Without them, these ladies wouldn't have been pushed at practice and to keep the standards up. That's it, guys.
You gotta stand next to them for a photo.
Is she going to push me out of her bed?
Yeah. Let's do it. Can we call it now? Let's go. Let's do it. Let's go. What?
Howard, we're talking about the boys' track.
There's so many people in here. It's crazy. Just thank y'all for being here. It's kind of cool just having people that care and show up and see some of the boys. This is 5 of our 8 that qualified past district. It was kind of a good year for the boys. We qualified more than we have the past 4 years. We also broke our school record in the 4x4 three times running this year. We ran 324.8, which is super good. We have Carter Sims down here on the end. He was our triple jumper, our jump specialist this year. He qualified past district in the high jump and the triple jump, made it to regionals in the triple jump. He went 44.6 and a half, so about 8 inches off school record. Pretty impressive. Did a really good job. I was glad to have him because he didn't come out last year, so I had to do some convincing and get him out there, but he did well. We have Angel right here. He qualified in the 4x2. And the 4x4. We had him in the open 200. He made it to finals in district, but we figured it'd be better for us to try and go faster in the 4x4. So we took him out of that, and we ran faster in the 4x4. We got Wayne right here. He ended up being my relay specialist this year. He ran the 4x1, 4x2, and 4x4 at district. We obviously qualified to area in the 4x2 and the 4x4. Slate Beasley here. He is just kind of a jack of all trades when it comes to track. He could probably run the 800 and do very well. I just don't think he likes 2 laps that much. He wants to stick with the 1 lap. But he cares a lot about track. And he qualified in the 4x2, the 4x4, and the open 4, which it was very stacked this year in the open 4, but he did really well. We have Brody here, who is also a bit of a jack of all trades. He jumped, he ran. He qualified in the 4x2 and the 4x4 as well. Came up a little bit short in triple jump. We almost got to take 2 of us with us to area, but it was. We'll get it back next year. All right? We got 2 guys returning here, so look for them. Check them out in the paper. They'll probably be in there. They're really good athletes, and then these 3 guys are seniors and they're leaving us. But we were blessed to have them, and we were blessed to break the school record this year. So thank y'all.
One more.
I thought you did. and you want to take it early? Try to get it out of the way. All right, so obviously in ACT, we have lots of different departments that we get to celebrate, and this is one of them. Mr. Stutz and Mrs. Stutz are here. I guess it looks like she's defaulting to him talking tonight. So we want to talk about their accomplishments and see.
So we had three teams qualify for state. FFA is a little different. You don't compete just with like our size schools. It's from 1A to 6A, all different sizes. There's all sizes departments. Some with 6, 8, 10 ag teachers, some with 1 ag teacher. It's hard to get into. To get into state, you have to be in the top 5 to 8, depending on how many are in your contest. There's lots of schools in our Metroplex area that are very gung-ho. We qualified this year with poultry science, which is based off of anything to do with chickens, eggs. You learn about interior quality of eggs, exterior quality of eggs, chicken parts. Help me out if I'm missing anything. Lots of anything about chickens, you're going to know about them. And those kids that qualified in poultry this year, we had Morgan Turner, Adam, we had Keely and Caleb. It's a big deal. They did a great job. We also had our 4-H team, in which it was a put together. We had 5 kids at different times to get to state contest. The 4-H team is a plant contest. Native plants that grow naturally come up, and you have to identify the plants. There's also hay judging that's involved, and you have to place hays, learn about hays. There's a fertilized test. It's a very usable contest, but it ended up being about 5, almost 6 kids to make us be able to get there because of different sports and all, but it all worked out, and we have a good group. Trip Teague was a part of that. Jaime and Wade Stutz was one other one. And then Vet Tech. Vet Tech is probably one of the harder contests, and it's one of the larger contests. It's very hard to get into state. I'm very proud of these kids. It is a memorization. You have to learn breeds, vet tools. You have to actually demonstrate a vet practicum. You have to demonstrate a skill from a vet clinic, and it is very hard. There's lots to identify. These kids did lots of study, and I'm not saying the rest of them didn't, but it is a very tough contest. I'm proud of them. Ashlyn Tracy was on there. She's not here today. They had the senior assembly tonight. We had Bradley Sales.
Oh.
So, you know, good deal. Sarah Adams, Holden Trulow. Who am I missing? I see it today? Okay. But anyway, Adam, you Albers. Oh, I did. Okay. They did a great job. Just give them a round of applause. We're very proud of them.
Regular school board meeting minutes, B, monthly financial report, and C, check register report. Take those.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is the time of year, I think I've spoken on this the last couple of months, that revenues do start to slow down. Local revenues start to taper off, as well as state revenues. We'll start seeing that pick up in state side over the summer. Right now, through April for the year, we are up a net position of $264,506 through the end of April, which is right on point with where we were last year. As far as spending by function, I think I noted last month that we had two lines that were a little over budget. One was a correction that was made through a journal entry in April, and the other was through the board amendment or budget amendment that we did last time for a donation that we received. But all funds remain in good shape. I do want to point out one thing with our revenues this year on local tax collections. We are a little bit lower than what we typically are this time of year in collection percentage, about 1% lower than what we typically are this time of year. And one issue, if you will, that's bringing down our tax collections a little bit, the appraisal districts have made $1.15 million in negative adjustments to our tax levy, which means typically it always goes down from when they actually certify the roll to us. People are coming in protesting, late filing for homestead, so the roll is always typically decreasing. This time of year, it typically decreases by about $150,000 to $450,000. So this is two factors involved in this. One is because of legislation this last year. The appraisal districts did not recalculate freezes until after certification, which makes it very difficult for us to budget off of. And two, we are seeing higher adjustments this year than years past, probably due to some economic crunches also driving some of the collection rate. I do expect it to be very close where we're normally over how much we collect in local revenue. I expect it to be pretty close this year or possibly even down a little bit. However, state funds are coming in higher than anticipated, so I think we're going to be okay, but we'll see that how our local collections shake out as the year goes on. Investment accounts, we're still earning about 3.8% interest, which ticked up just a little bit. Rates are holding pretty steady with $381,643 in interest earned for the quarter. Most of that's in our bond construction accounts. But overall, our finances are pretty much on track really where they have been in the prior years, other than that little bit of an issue with our local property tax collections that we don't have any control over.
D, monthly donation report. It's like a $489.60 for the junior high activity fund from Golden Chick. It seems awful specific number.
any reason for this?
Reimbursing for something, or they might have done some type of a fundraiser that, you know, so much of proceeds on one night. Mm-hmm.
You don't know where it was? We didn't know it was coming until they showed up.
Well, that's nice. Yes. Once a week would be nice. All right. D, budget amendments?
None.
All right. F, property tax resales?
None.
G, out of state trips? All right. Moving to discussion action items.
We need a motion.
Jumped again. Sorry. Mr. Connor. Motion for Mr. Connor.
Second
for Mr. Litchfield. Any further questions or comments? Sorry about jumping the gun again. All those in favor, please raise your right hand. Pass unanimously. All right. A, discussion action items. A is discuss and review the Maybank ISD safety and security audit for 23-26. We did that during our closed session. If you don't have any more comments, we'll just move on from there. All right. B, consider approval of the auditing firm Hankins, Eastep, Tom, and Say for the 25-26 fiscal year audit.
Thank you, Dr. Marshall, Mr. President. This is what we do every year, just showing the auditor's intent to provide auditing services for us for the 25-26 year. They also do give us their fees at this point. They have gone up a little bit. Last year was $38,000. This year is $40,800 for a $2,800 increase. But as far as services they provide, they've done a good job for us, and we would recommend engaging them again for the 25-26 fiscal year.
Thank you, Mr.
Mr. President.
Mr. Duke.
I move we approve the auditing firm Hanging, Eastep, Pond, Save, 25-26
Mr. Teague.
Second.
Second, Mr. Connor. Any further questions or comments about this? All those in favor, please raise your right hand. Passes unanimously. All right, C, consider approval of purchase of 6 buses from Longhorn Bus Sales in an amount not to exceed $940,000.
Well, this is a beautiful thing to bring to you. Tell them why.
Thank you, Dr. Marshall. Well, so we are asking for approval to buy 6 buses at $940,000, but we did receive a check this morning. I regretfully didn't get a large one made up. I wish Mr. Welch could have come in and handed it to us, but TCEQ sent us a check for a little over $700,000. Mr. Welch and Mr. Sanchez worked very hard in getting a grant filed, discontinuing older buses that are not as emissions friendly, and replacing those with new buses that are more emissions friendly. And so combined six buses for $40,000 a piece, and if we could buy 12 of them, I think that'd be a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
So,
great job to those two.
Is this one of the programs where you got to cut the bus up or whatever?
Yeah.
You got anything to add to that, Mr. Welch?
No, I mean, it was a great deal. Anytime we can get free money in a grant, naturally we're going to cut up some old buses that have got to the end of their life, and the government helps replace them. That's a good thing for us.
How many do you have to turn back in? Is it one for one?
Yeah. So we'll cut up six buses for 6 new ones. Like I say, for 40,000. I mean, it's one new bus is like 155 and some change, $155,000. So this is not a bad deal here.
Yeah, thank you for going after that. Thank somebody writing those grants.
Yeah,
that's a job in itself.
I showed Eric all my notes from the last grant, and he filled it out. So
you're learning, ain't you? You get it?
Yep.
Even because of him, you're still learning. Yeah, it's not him. There you go.
Mr. President.
Mr. Litchfield.
Recommend the approval of the purchase of 6 buses from Longhorn Bus Sales in an amount not to exceed $940,000.
All right. Motion for Mr. Litchfield.
Second.
Second for Mr. Connor. Any further questions or comments about this? We don't know Mr. Sanchez. He is, huh? Mr. Sanchez?
Yes.
So these two men here, I don't think have met you before. He's the second charge down there. We're using the Metroplex, right?
Where'd you come from again?
Yes, I was in Garland and Frisco.
Came from Rockwall.
But I came from Rockwall, so I've been in transportation about 17 years.
I saw it this morning when the seniors were going, and I was wondering, and then Brandon asked me this too.
Yeah, I was trying to get him trained up on senior walk so he don't get chewed out by Miss Hyde.
You ain't lived right until you've been chewed out by Miss Hyde. May as well go on and get him. Hey, do it on something obvious. Don't let her get in there and dig around.
And she walked me through. The only thing I told her was she should have told me to bring tennis shoes. I was wearing my boots and I was done. I was tired. I was beat.
That's what I wore.
No,
yeah,
steps. No regrets yet coming to Maine.
Oh, no, I love it.
You was pretty excited in that last meeting about coming here, so.
Yes.
Well, not the last meeting, but when we did it this year.
I love this small town. Big different, but I love it.
Yeah. Awesome.
We're glad you're here. All right. Any further comments about this? All those in favor, please raise your right hand. Pass unanimously. Thanks again, Mr. Welch, for y'all's hard work.
Thanks, guys.
D, consider approval of interlocal agreement with the City of Maybank for Southside Elementary Parking Paving and Drives Project in an amount not to exceed $600,000.
We're looking at possible options by want your approval tonight. We don't know if we're going to attack this now or a little more time down the road, but it will mirror something similar to what we've done in Central, and of course we'll need to do something at Lakeview when the time comes in too. Trying to get cars off the road, this will go a long way toward that. We'll bring in a different area. A lot of the time they'll be on our property instead of out on the streets. It'll allow us another way to get out from the backside, coming back north towards Rubenson. We think that those people on that campus will take a lot less verbal abuse. They've done a great job, and sometimes that can get pretty sticky over there. So this is not something we're turning dirt on tomorrow. In fact, Scott and I are still back and forth on the best way of doing it, along with Dustin. But this will allow us to enter into an interlocal agreement with the city, who will do all the work for us, and we will provide the materials. So,
do you mind just like extending the drive back there, like adding a whole new parking?
Talking about a parking lot similar to behind Central.
You know about like right behind Central, or where they? You know about where they had the three lanes? Lane. Yes. And they park it. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. We'll pour the big. Yes.
Okay.
Just
like this.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, there's one on here.
And that comes in right. That's right down from the church, and we would bring them in there, and then flush everybody out in the end, and they could go north, south, and power. Don't know if it's how quick it'll happen, but if you go ahead and give us approval, then we can start getting things set up, and we'll report back to you when we make a decision to move forward.
This entered in on Lifeview. Everything comes in the back, right? That's helped that a lot.
That's helped a lot.
Yeah. Is it still backing up out on the road?
No, it's not. It's mostly just the parking would be needed for events. We have extra traffic there. We run out of parking, but as far as like arrival and dismissal, it's working great. We don't take up the road anymore.
Oh, you just don't have any place to put the parents when they come for
correct.
Christmas stuff,
yes.
Or whatever.
That's why Southside will be the priority, because they have a more unique situation getting there. But then again, you know, if depending on when we do this situation, the next year we'll have two less classes there. And so we may hold it and see when that time comes, if what the need is, and we'll let you know.
You said this 600,000 is just for... That doesn't include any. You said we'll provide the materials.
Yeah, that includes materials.
Okay.
And they'll do that for you as well. You think so? You want to hire them if you bet?
I'm not saying that's a. Unless we're doing about 400,000 square foot. That's a lot.
Well, the great thing is the city, right? Or that much down
asphalt.
There.
What they want to do.
60,000 square foot of parking would be concrete. And then 20,000 square foot of the drive will be asphalt.
Yeah, so about 2 acres. Okay, and that makes more sense. I thought it was all asphalt.
And mentioning just something about on the financial side, the overall budgeted amount for the three elementary projects was $3.64 million to begin with. After getting Jackson's bids and bids on the PA system at Central, we came in with a revised cost at right at $3 million. So we had $6.4 million. I'm sorry, $640,000 in savings under what was budgeted. That this, if decide to go this direction, would fit into,
yeah.
And not increasing any of our actual budget amounts for the elementary campuses.
Any questions?
Steering.
I only have advice. I move to approve the interlocal agreement with the City of Maybank for Southside Electric parking, paving, and drives projects in the amount not to exceed $600,000.
All right. Motion, Mr. Tiernan.
Second.
Mr. Teague. Any more questions or comments about this? All those in favor, please raise your right hand. Passed unanimously. All right. 9. Closing activities. Questions or announcements?
big announcement is tomorrow night. We're going to Garland, Texas, to Curtis Colwell Center for our graduation. If you didn't see Ms. Carter after the meeting, you have their package, Ms. Carter.
Oh, I have your parking pass, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's why you need to see her. We will, we don't know what time we need to be there taking a group picture and individuals. So everybody remember their time, please. Unless, should anybody would remember the time for graduation. I didn't mean that.
Can't imagine.
I can't imagine it even if it was a people. It would be all right. And so then, get that hard on me, my friend. Wrapping up school, I want to brag on the principals. Fantastic job. They just deal with so much. And in this day and age, society, and everybody wants to speak to the manager, and everybody wants, one thing goes wrong, it's the end of the world. And they do a fabulous job of public relations and working with those people and reasoning with the people that can be reasoned with. And that's the only way I can say it. And I thank them very much. Hope and pray that we have another great 2 days. And they're all set for our administrative retreat later next month. That's what I have tonight.
We got a bunch of y'all that's got seniors done. Let's see, there's three over there and three up here. Is there any out?
Rolling.
Oh, y'all.
Still,
you got one.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a pretty good haul. All right. Oh, one thing I wanted to mention. We talked about all the Little League stuff and gave praise there to the Ag Department earlier, but I don't know if any of y'all have been to a Little League soccer tournament end of the year. I'm not going to give him any credit, but I'm going to give his mama credit. Right. What did she say, 280 games?
283.
220-something. In one day. On that section down there, I sat up there and looked at her papers, and she was showing me, and I don't even know how you speak whatever language that is she had on there. It's amazing. So if y'all ever need something planned, his mama has got it down to it.
Please don't reach out to her.
That's amazing.
She's going to say yes.
And Dustin, well, and my boy. it was an all-day event. It was a very, very smooth and very. It was just pretty cool whenever you see that many kids involved in something and the way it moved. Just effortlessly, there wasn't hardly any problems at all. And there's gonna be there's adults still here, so there's problems, but the kids were great.
The adults are still.
All right.
Yeah. I want to add to. He didn't mention it tonight, but I went to the baseball banquet last week. And Coach McCrossan went over his way to thank Randy Welch and transportation for shuffling everything around and helping him out this year. I thought that meant a lot to me sitting in the audience that we have staff members that are that well connected and care. So thank you to you guys. I mean, that was a balancing act for you guys at times. But, yeah, that worked out well.
Thank you.
Any more announcements of any sort? You guys got anything? All right. Our third and fourth elementary project, or the junior high or the high school?
We can lock them all into one. As I said, the last 6 months, we broke the record, but we're on time, a little ahead of schedule, and under budget. It's a beautiful thing. We still think we'll be in the CP building at Christmas, but if not, we don't have to have it. And I'll tell you, like I told you, people 20-something years ago about Central Elementary. Don't think you're going to rush me in there because I got a place to sit right now. So if it's not totally ready, we won't move. If it is, we'll move. And growing happy with the way everything's going there. Same thing, 3-4, man, you go by that. Even now you're starting to be the impressive from the highway. So glad we put it in the location we did. We're going to be really happy. It's all said down there. And the junior high, Mr. Rowley, great job with your people getting the cafeteria done. That was a headache. It was a position, but we're going to be happy because come the first day of school next year, we're going to have a new cafeteria and courtyard, and so it's going to be worth it. So kept numbers up. You did very well on that to keep the numbers up. We do have a new child nutrition van that we can take care of that out of the funds, and it's gonna get used a lot, transporting things. In fact, I think we didn't even sticker off of it until they were driving it, moving stuff around. They've outfitted it, but it's gonna be very usable for us. So really, really excited about that.
I guess since we're saying it, might as well say it to the old principal. It seemed like yesterday we were here his first day, and here we were the last week. We heard lots of good things this year, so they all did very well.
No turnover? They hadn't told me what, right?
They hadn't told me. One of the two.
No, it's great. Great, great team getting it done.
Anything else?
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Y'all got anything? Y'all sitting up here ready to go home, ain't you? Two more days? Yeah. Mr. Miller was saying, outstanding job this year. We sure appreciate y'all's hard work. All right. I guess we'll adjourn at 8:40.